Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider.
Let's go one at a time, guys.
So we all set up? Ready to go?
Yep. Whoever's first.
The sounds of flying drones will whiz by and through the air. They can be heard after classes at the end of a day at Pella High School. Because the Agriculture and Industrial Tech departments at Pella High recently purchased the new birds with the Carl Perkins grant. Sophomores Chandler Johnner and Kent Beyer are both drone pilots and FFA officers. Johnner says the idea started last fall.
From the months of like August all the way to September, they were doing research on what would be the best uses or like what drones would be the best for us. We ended up coming on to drones that go by the name of Phantom. And so eventually Mr. Bowers had to take a day, and him and Mr. Goodrich, the construction trades teacher, went and purchased these off the Phantom website.
Both of them say the purpose behind the purchase of the drones is to bring the latest advancements in applied technology to the classroom.
Well, what the project we're working on is a drone project. So what drones are is they're basically something similar to a helicopter. They're remote controlled and they allow us to be able to go and fly around. They have like something similar to a GoPro camera on the bottom of the drone that allows us to see what the drone sees, basically. And so it can be used in many different realms of agriculture.
We had a speaker at our meeting talk about drones and how he has one and uses in agriculture. And our chapter immediately became interested in how we can use drones in the FFA, and we talked to the school and they thought it was a great idea and to go along with if you're going to send kids out into the world, have them be informed and with new technologies. And we found that this is a great way to learn not only in agriculture but other uses in the world.
And Johnner says the use of drones in ag technology is the future.
Majority of the time, farmers would go and scout their crops by means of like going through a cooperative or something similar to that. Now, a farmer that has enough money can go and purchase one of these drones and sit from the comfort of his home or the comfort of his tractor cab to observe all of these crops.
And Beyer says it's not just about the future, because the drones themselves can save farmers money now.
Agriculture is a tight industry. There's a lot of money involved, and you need to make sure that you maximize every dollar possible. So using drones, you can see how much fertilizer and not overspread or underspread. And so you make sure that the plant gets the right amount of nutrition, and then your money goes longer.
They also both say the ag classroom is constantly changing due to the rapid advances in the field.
Well, it's not your typical classroom. Ag classrooms are different than any other class in the school. Ag classes, wherever you want to go in your career with agriculture, you're allowed to explore. So with the drones, it's just another example. If somebody was interested in agricultural technologies, then they could take the drones out and use it as their SAE, which allows students to test drive basically a career in the agricultural realm. So it's just another opening, it's another door to allow kids to be able to see what each career is going to be like.
In agriculture, everything's changing. You have different plants being grown, different genetics. I mean, it's always changing. So Mr. Bowers is always on top of that, and we kind of say he's an adult kid. He's on our level. He always knows what we want to talk about and what we're interested in.
And as the industrial tech and agriculture courses continue to grow at Pella High School, one thing Kent Beyer would like to see in his next 2 years of classes is more community involvement.
I think that the drones and part of FFA is SAE, where you manage your own business and operate and just learn how to manage money. And I think that this would be a great opportunity for someone to maybe scout crops for a farmer or take photography, and they can make their own money and they can earn the value of, hey, I did this all by myself with a little help. It's okay to ask for help, but look at where I've gotten now. And it's just wonderful to see everything flourishing and everybody cooperating to make a good idea.
Grass, right?
Go ahead and land them on the grass.
Grass?
Yeah. Go ahead and just land them.
Students will provide a demonstration at the Excellence and Electives Night at Pella High School on Monday from 4:30 to 8 p.m. Thank you, Chandler Johnner and Kent Beyer, for joining us on today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA and KRLS.